Tyrone heading into the final weekend in a lot of better condition than they were a couple of weeks ago after a couple of great results. Still in with a chance of maybe making the final?
In a lot better position from the last time we talked, all right, Tom. And, you know, certainly that before that Monaghan game, it was a must-win game, I suppose, and as it turned out, yeah, it sort of kick-started their season. And in many ways, I'd said to the guys after the Roscommon game, that foul on Morgan or the throw-up ball in Roscommon could be a very, very important point either way. Like, and it's looking as if it's going to really be a crucial one because, you know, as you rightly say, Tyrone won their last game in Mayo, slip up against Monaghan. Tyrone are in the unlikely situation that it was 3 weeks ago. They're going to be in a league final. Like, and, it's not beyond the possibility of it happening, like, you know.
What is brought about the change? I know one Richard Donnelly coming into midfield seems to have had a desired effect.
Yeah, he certainly has. He's played some very good football. But I think that their whole game plan in that they have inside men in Cathal McShane and Matty, and they're prepared to kick the ball into him and move the ball much quicker. And the other thing is, you know, they're big physical men inside, and they have good kick passers out the pitch. You know, Kieran McGeary, I thought, had a really good game along with Richie out around the middle. Last week against Dublin, he put in some tremendous ball. Like, and probably Niall Slunn has started to hit a wee bit of form as well. Like, and then Cathal McShane and Molly inside were causing Dublin no end of problems. Like, but it's certainly it's the speed of the kick passing. And again, that we all knew in Tyrone that there was a lot of good footballers in Tyrone, like, but they just hadn't got the start that they wanted, and they've started to play a sort of a different brand of football.
Right, it's a big change of style, isn't it? You know,
it is. It certainly is. You know, in the kick passing, and Croke Park lends itself to that. You know, I'm sure everybody's well aware. It's very, very hard to play one sweeper in Croke Park and make it effective. It seems to be a bit wider. It seems to be a bit more open, and there's more space in it. And I thought, you know, Dublin defenders were exposed as being, you know, limited footballers, to be honest. Whenever they were exposed in the way they were exposed, you know, they're no better than any other county team, football-wise.
Anyway, moving on to tomorrow's game, Galway. So, of course, Galway in the running as well for a place in the league final. We haven't seen a selection yet. Do you expect changes?
From a Tyrone point of view, I would have thought not many changes. Maybe Tiernan McKeown carried a bit of an injury already, possibly. But Galway's certainly going to be a different game. You know, Galway will be a lot more defensively set up than Dublin were, like, and harder to break down. It'll not be the free-flowing kick-passing game, maybe, as people might think, although, you know, Monaghan and Cavan were defensively set up, and Tyrone kick past their way through it as well, like, as well as runners as well. Of course, you have to mix the two. Like, so it may not be the game that everybody's expecting.
Having said that, Tyrone going into it, as we said, in the very healthy position that they're no longer looking over their shoulders, and regardless how it goes, even if they don't make the league final, they're certainly in a good sound position at the end of the league.
Oh, definitely. You know, that's the big plus, and it has, you know, from the Monaghan game, you know, the performances and the results obviously have went their way, and then last Saturday night in Croke Park was an ideal way. Even they don't, as you say, even they don't make the league final, it was a big boost to their confidence and, you know, and their own ability and all that sort of stuff, and fitness-wise. And I know guys are saying that Dublin maybe aren't back up to the shape that they're in, but they're 5-6 league games into the campaign, so, you know, they have to be doing something over them 5 or 6 weeks to get their fitness back. And, you know, Tyrone maybe were using that excuse, you know, the first couple of league games. But, again, as the league has progressed, they have steadily got better, like, in As teams should be, like, but Tyrone could have won by more, to be honest. Like, and bear in mind that they played 15-20 minutes with 14 men, which normally Dublin crucify you on, but they just simply weren't able to do it, to be honest. Now, Tyrone are in a lot healthier position, surely, but they know themselves that Dublin will get better, of course, and, you know, there's no All-Irelands handed out in March, as the man says, so... They're not getting carried away with it, but it's certainly a nice wee confidence booster for them. And, you know, it's a long, long way to go, obviously.
Yeah, and again, regardless about the league final place, it'd be nice to finish the campaign with a win.
It would, certainly would. You know, well capable of beating Galway, but Galway are a very good team as well. Like, there's really no easy games in that Division 1. you know, of any sort, like, and the results have proved that all through the league, like, and you know, Roscommon ran Dublin really close in Hyde Park last, you know, in their last home game, so they'll be looking at a response. Monaghan are going to have to go to Mayo, you know, in many ways, same token as they went to Galway last year in the Super 8s, they have to get a win, and they're well capable of doing it. Galway are well capable of coming to Omagh and beating Tyrone. Tyrone are well capable of beating Galway, so there's a whole lot of permutations there, like, but it's a nice tradition to be in that, yeah, if you win, you're in a league final if the other result goes your way, and if you lose, you're still finishing in a reasonably good league campaign, having started off so disastrously.